Destination Freedom. Listen, it's the Freedom Bell.
Aye, the Freedom Bell, my friends. And this is Paul Revere, called back from the shadows by the sound of the Freedom Bell to cry again a warning that the price of freedom is eternal vigilance.
Destination Freedom is presented by station WMAQ in the interest of human freedom the world over. Paul Revere is the symbol of warning, ready to ride down the skies to shout an alarm. His destination, now and forever, freedom.
Back in 76, when America declared her independence, we had a lot of smart men. The men who wrote that declaration, Tom Jefferson, Ben Franklin, John Adams, and the others, were shrewd leaders. What they wrote made us cheer, made us fighting mad, and made us feel that what we were doing was right. In later years, I read that declaration again, a fine piece of work. But there were a couple of things in it that some people might take as pure propaganda. Now, you take that phrase, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights.
Why, Charles, what are you doing home? Oughtn't you be at the embassy?
I just got orders from Washington, Babs. We're going back to the States at once.
Charles, leave Stockholm? Why?
I'm not sure. Something to do with the war situation here in Europe, I suppose.
Is it bad, Charles?
It couldn't be much worse. The Kaiser has proclaimed full German mobilization.
Oh.
And Austria is ready to march into Serbia.
Charles, what about us? Are we apt to get into it?
Oh, not a chance. I don't think Sweden will either. But the State Department wants me back in Washington in a hurry. So you'd better get started packing right away. We're sailing tomorrow.
Well, I've checked every drawer, and I guess that's everything. Anna, did you leave out my gray shoes?
Oh, yeah, Mrs. Menos. I leave them out.
I don't know what I'd have done without you, Anna. I'm going to miss you terribly.
You come back to Stockholm, Mrs.?
I don't know, Anna. In the diplomatic service, you can never be sure.
Maybe. Maybe Mrs. could take me along to America.
Why on earth would you want to leave a lovely place like Sweden?
Oh, please, don't laugh, Mrs. Menos. I want to go to America very much.
Well, what would you do there?
I could be maid. Maybe even nursemaid in America.
Well, I'll go to the packing. Nearly finished?
We're all through, Charles.
Oh, fine. Well, Anna, we're certainly going to miss you.
Charles, Anna says she'd like to go back to the States with us.
Yeah, I can pay for my passage. I have saved some money.
Well, I imagine I could work out some temporary entry and arrange something permanent under the quota. How old are you, Anna?
I am 30. Will Mr. and Mrs. take me?
Do you intend to become a citizen of the United States?
Oh, yes.
Why do you want to go to America?
Why, to get rich, of course.
There it is, Anna. There's New York.
What do you think of it, Anna?
Oh, Mr. Mrs., it is so big. I got to get rich to live here.
Manners.
Wilson, what are you doing here in Washington?
Well, I might ask you the same thing. The last I heard, you were in Stockholm.
Oh, I've been back about 4 months. How's everything in Chicago? Betty with you?
Betty isn't with me, and things are bad in Chicago. At least in the nursemaid field.
Oh?
The nurse up and quit, and we had no one to leave the kids with.
Oh, what a shame.
At this point, she doesn't care whether I get a contract from the British government or not.
Say, wait a minute. We brought a Swedish girl back from Stockholm, a wonderful maid. Very fond of children. And if you and Betty need a nursemaid, I'm sure you would find Anna satisfactory.
Well, Anna, you and the children seem to get along fine.
Pardon me, it doesn't seem quite, children.
I just wanted to tell you that Mr. Wilson and I are very satisfied with you.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. They are fine children. Today's
Wednesday, Anna. Most nursemaids like to go out and have a little time to themselves on Wednesday afternoon. Do you want to go out?
Oh, that would be nice. I like to see this big city of Chicago.
Is there anything you'd like to know?
About Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, thank you, Mrs. I just go and look.
Are you sure you won't get lost? Chicago's a big place, Anna. Oh,
I don't get lost, Mrs. Always I know where I am at.
Well, I hope you can still say that.
Pardon me, Mr. Conductor. Could you please tell me how I get to the Hall of the Orchestra?
The what?
The Hall of the Orchestra.
The Hall of... Oh, you mean Orchestra Hall.
Yeah, that is right. The Hall of the Orchestra.
Well, the easiest way is to get off at Van Buren and walk east to Michigan. Can't miss it.
Well, thank you, Mr. Conductor.
How long have you been in this country, Svenska?
I am here 6 months, and my name is Anna, not Svenska.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you, Anna. I'm Swedish, too.
Oh?
My folks brought me here when I was 6.
Where in the old country did you live?
Well, the folks came from Göteborg. I don't remember much about it. You?
Oh, I was born at Björna. Most of my life, I've lived in Stockholm.
Björna, huh? Look, Anna, don't think I'm getting fresh or anything, but when I finish this run, I'm through for the day. What do you say if I meet you at Orchestra Hall in, say, an hour? And we can talk about the old country.
Oh, but I am going to listen to a concert. How could we meet?
Well, that's right. I'll tell you what. When the concert's over, I'll be waiting outside the main entrance. We can have some coffee.
But I don't know you.
No, not yet. But you will. My name is Chris, and I'll arrange for my mother to introduce us. I have a hunch you and I are going to know each other very well. Anna, here I am.
Oh, Mr. Chris. Oh, it was such a beautiful concert.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Now, come along with me. I want my mother to introduce it.
Oh, Anna, I don't know when I enjoy myself so much. Would you like some more coffee?
Oh, no, thank you, Mom. I think the coffee soon runs out of my ear.
It is good to talk of old country. It is nice that Chris meets you.
It tell me, these people for whom you work... Wilson, you said.
Yeah.
They are not Jews.
Oh, no, I'm sure they're not.
There are other servants, I think. None of them are black.
What are you driving at, Papa?
Why, Chris, I'm asking Anna a question. Are there black servants in the house?
No, there are not, but why do you ask me this?
You are new to this country. I tell you this for your good. Do not work for Jews or in houses where the blacks work.
But why?
This is America, and the people here do not like them.
But is not this a free land?
Yeah, Americans say it is a free land. But it is not free for Jews or blacks. Americans don't like them. So you must not like them, or Americans won't like you.
Oh, Papa, that's not so.
But it is, I know. Mama?
Yeah.
Some more coffee for Anna.
Oh, it's been a wonderful evening, Anna.
Oh, yeah, Chris.
Mama and Papa are both very fond of you.
I'm glad. I like them, too.
You know...
Yeah?
I won't always be a conductor, I'm going to be a motorman someday.
Of course you will, Chris. But it is fine thing to be conductor in the meantime.
Anna.
Yeah?
When I get to be a motorman, do you... I mean... you know, a motorman is pretty important and... Well...
Chris, what are you trying to say?
Oh, you know what I want to say, Anna. I'm very fond of you. So are Mama and Papa. Maybe when I get to be a motorman, you and I could get married.
Married?
Well, I know it's sudden, and I don't want you to answer me right now, but it wouldn't be a bad idea. I mean, a motorman's pay is very good.
Anna, come in here, please.
I want to talk to you for a moment.
Oh, yes, missus.
Anna, the children are getting too old for a nursemaid.
Yeah, I know.
You've been wonderful with them, and if you want to stay on as a regular maid...
Oh, thank you. No, I like to take care of little ones.
I understand. You stay just as long as you like until you find another place.
Oh, thank you.
What about your young man? Are you thinking of getting married?
Oh, we got to wait till he is motorman. He's only conductor now.
I see. You know, Ruth Cohen was talking to me the other day. She wants someone to look after her little boy.
Excuse me, miss. Cohen, they are Jews.
Why, yes. Yes, they are. Why do you ask, Anna?
If Mrs. doesn't mind, I don't work for Jewish people.
But, Anna, there's no reason why you shouldn't work for Jewish people.
Chris, here I am, over here.
Oh, hi, honey. You are a wonder among women. Right on time. Give me a kiss.
Oh, Chris, not right here on
the table. Here or anywhere. Oh, I love you, Svenska.
And I love you, Chris. You're so excited today. Are you motorman?
No, no, no. I'm something else. Come on, let's go home. I want to tell you and Mama about it together. We'll get a cab.
A cab? Oh, Chris.
Bet you never rode in one. Hey, taxi!
Chris, the money.
Oh, I'm loaded. How's the new job, honey?
It is fine, Chris.
No colored people, no Jews?
No, no, of course not.
Good. Pop will be very happy. Hey,
but,
taxi!
But
Chris. Me no buts, Svenska. I've got news for you, which you will hear as soon as we get home. Taxi!
Now, did we have supper? Maybe you tell us all about your new yard, huh, Anna?
Oh, no, Mama. Chris, he has something to say.
Oh?
He is just busting to talk.
Yeah, what is this? Chris, you got something to tell us.
Well, I was going to wait till we all had coffee. But now that Anna's let the cat out of the bag...
The cat?
Just a saying, Mama. I don't know quite how to put this. But America is at war with Germany... And this morning I joined the Marines.
Oh, no, Chris. The Marines, what is that?
You wouldn't want me to be a coward, Anna.
But you are Swede, and Sweden is neutral.
I'm not a Swede, Anna. I'm an American, and America's at war.
Chris is right, Anna. I pick America as home for me and mine. If America fights, we fight.
Yeah, I pick America for home, too, but does that mean Chris has to get killed?
I won't get killed, Svenska. War will probably be over before I even get in a uniform, now that America's in it.
And what about us, to get married? I thought that was for this summer.
First, like President Wilson says, we're going to make the world safe for democracy. And then we can get married and have all the kids we want.
Mama, where are you, Mama? Oh, Mama, I have a letter from Chris. He is at the harbor.
Oh, I am glad. What does he say, Anna?
Well, here, Mama. You read it.
Oh, let me see. There.
Oh, that is good.
It's good.
Yeah.
There is no danger.
No.
Many friends. His captain is a nice man. He is writing to Mama soon. Let me see. Oh, I think the rest is for you, Anna, not for me.
Thank you, Mama. Mama, I think the main thing is Chris wants I should be American citizen.
Why not? Papa is American citizen.
What Chris wants, I want. Yeah. I'll be citizen.
Then you must talk to Papa right away. He can tell you how to become citizen.
Now I must ask you some questions. How long have you been in this country, Anna?
I am here almost 3 years, Your Worship.
Tell me, why do you want to be a citizen of the United States?
Well, Your Worship...
You may say Your Honor, Anna.
Oh, sure, Your Worship. I want to be American citizen because my man is citizen. Chris is corporal now in France.
I see. Are you sure you understand the principles of our way of life? For instance, what do we mean when we say that all people have the right of free speech?
We mean we can say what we think without going to jail.
That's right. Now, what is meant when we say that all men are created equal?
Well, I guess that means I am as good as anyone else.
Well, that's one way of putting it. I guess you're qualified for your first papers. But before you get them, let me tell you something, Anna. There are a lot of privileges and freedoms that go with American citizenship. And there are a lot of responsibilities, too. Don't ever forget that.
I won't forget, Your Worship.
See that you don't. Petition for first papers granted.
This is the Baxter residence.
Arthur, is that you?
Papa, yes, it's me.
Get off as soon as you can. Come here. Mom and I need you.
Chris? Is it Chris?
Come at once.
Oh, yeah, Papa. It is Chris. I will come right away. Mama? Papa? Mama, what is it? What has happened?
Anna, oh, my dear. I don't know how to tell you.
What is it, Mama? What is it?
I tell you, Anna.
Yeah?
His father's place to say these things.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me telegram, Mama.
Yes, Papa.
We get this today, Anna.
Yeah.
Signed by Mr. Baker, who is Secretary of War. He says, I regret to inform you that your son...
Oh, no. No, not my Chris.
Killed in action. In some woods. My son, Chris.
I did not want my son to die. But if it had to be, there was no better way.
Chris.
Than to die for home.
The Constitution of the United States, and that I absolutely and entirely renounce and adjure all allegiance and fidelity to every foreign prince, to state, and sovereignty, and particular. And now, Anna. You are citizen.
That is good. Now, with new law, you can even vote.
I can vote too now.
I vote for us. You do not vote, Mama.
But the law, it is...
Mama, it is what I say.
It doesn't matter, Papa. I don't vote. I think it is what Chris wants.
Yeah, Anna. I think also he would want you to be married.
No, Mama. That I cannot do. If I cannot have Chris, I will have no husband.
Anna, time will change your feelings.
Please, Papa. You do not know how I feel about Chris.
But you should have babies. A woman must be a mother.
I will be a mother. To other women's babies. I will be nursemaid. But I will have no husband but Chris.
No, no, Anna. You should not feel that.
Well, now, let me see. He's a very fine recommendation. I think you do for the Maxwell.
I am sorry, Mrs., but the Maxwells have a color mate.
That's right. I forgot. Well, we'll try the Davids.
They might be Jewish.
Really, Anna?
But I do not work for Jews, or where there are black people.
Oh, all right. I'll send you over to see Mrs. Friday. She's not Jewish, and she won't allow Negroes in her house. That ought to suit you.
Very fine Yes, Anna, I think you do. How soon can you start?
Oh, right away, Missus.
That's fine. The caterer's just phoned, and they can't send an extra maid. You can fill in.
And, what do I do, Missus?
Just take the ladies' wraps and put them on the bed in the guest room.
Yeah. And when do they come?
Not for another hour. That should give you plenty of time.
Oh, yeah, plenty.
Wear a fresh uniform. Oh, and be sure you have a cap.
Yes, Missus.
Good. I wonder if John's made the cocktails yet. That bootlegger never gets here on time.
Bye.
Bye.
I thought they'd never go.
Very fine party, my dear. I think old man Carson was very impressed.
I hope so.
Oh, take it easy, Daisy.
Do you know what that caterer did to me at the last minute?
Mm.
Now what?
Now get it. Just a second. Oh, Mr. Carson, did you forget something?
Something very serious has happened, Friday. Ethel, you tell him.
What is it, Mrs. Carson?
It's my diamond bracelet.
Speak up, Ethel.
It's my diamond bracelet. I left it in my purse. The catch was broken. It's gone.
Gone? Why, that's impossible.
Well, it's not impossible.
Could it have dropped out of your purse, Mrs. Carson?
I wasn't carrying my purse. I left it with my coat.
But Anna was in that room all evening.
Well, then she probably took it. Call the police. I demand that you call the police this instant.
Bring me here to the police station. I've done nothing wrong.
All right, now, Anna, just tell us where you put that bracelet.
But I have already told you that I know nothing about the bracelet.
Now, look, sister, when Mrs. Carson left her purse with you, it had a valuable diamond bracelet in it. And when she got it back, the bracelet was gone. You were there all the time. Now, if you didn't take it, suppose you tell me who did.
Nobody took it. Nobody could have taken it. I was there.
Nobody but you. Come on now. What did you do with it?
I did nothing, I tell you. I never saw such a bracelet.
Sister, what you say don't make sense.
What I say does make sense. Mrs. Carson is wrong. If there was no bracelet in her purse when she left, then there was no bracelet in the purse when she gave it to me.
Now, wait a minute. The Carsons are big people, important people.
Mr. Policeman, I am citizen of America. In America, all are equal. Mrs. Carson says she had the bracelet. I say that if it was in her purse when she gave it to me, it was still in her purse when she got it back. And I do not tell lies. No one is bigger than anyone else in America. I am as good as she is. I am citizen.
Yeah, that's swell on paper. But I can tell you right now, Svenska, you're going to be in jail till you give back... Oh, Officer O'Donnell. Yeah, she's here. I've been questioning her. It is. Sure, Lieutenant, right away. Well, miss, looks like you were right.
They have found the bracelet.
Yeah, that's right. They found it on the floor of their car.
I am glad. I can go home now.
And it'll be the pleasure of the police department to drive you home with our humble apology.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Policeman.
Oh, no. Thank you, Anna. Thanks for reminding me about all men being created equal. I'd sort of forgotten about that.
Well, that's what Anna meant by all men being created equal. It meant that she was as good as anyone else. And she was an immigrant girl who spent her whole life in America as a servant. I suppose that might be the end of the story. Anna's remembering what that judge said to her years before and keeping the faith it gave her. But there was a little more. Anna learned something else about all men being created equal. It happened just last year.
Anna, every place I send you, they won't have you because you're too old.
But I am good, nurse. Made time.
Oh, you are, Anna. But people seem to want younger girls.
Then, maybe it will be all right to work for Jewish people. And I don't worry if there is also black help.
I'm sorry, Anna. There just isn't a nursemaid job at all right now.
But my money is almost gone. Is there nothing at all?
Well, there's a job as scrub woman and cleaning woman at the Milton Orphanage.
Orphan. And that's an orphanage. There are children.
Not the kind you're used to, Anna. Milton takes all races and religions.
I need the job. I will take anything.
All right. I'll call Mrs. Cassidy right away.
Anna? Anna? Where is that woman? Oh, there you are. Anna, this kitchen floor is a mess.
Yeah, but Mrs., I just scrubbed it an hour ago.
It won't do. It won't do at all. Now, I'm not sure you can handle this job. You're getting along, you know.
Yep, I can do the work, Mrs. I am strong.
Well, do this floor over and see that you do it right this time, or else we'll have to get a younger person.
Oh, I am so tired.
You're tired.
No, I do my own work. Leave me alone.
But you look sick. Here, let me help you. Old Lady Cassidy won't never know.
I need no help from black people.
Now go away.
All right, Anna. But I think... Anna. Anna, what's wrong? Miss Cassidy. Miss Cassidy, call the doctor. Anna's sick.
I'll tell you this, but this woman is very ill, Mrs. Cassidy. It's her heart. She must not be moved, and someone should be with her all the time.
Good heavens, doctor. The orphanage can't hire a trained nurse or a scrub woman.
I could stay with her, Miss Cassidy.
Jenny, you've got your schoolwork.
I could study right here, ma'am.
Well, I don't know.
I'd let the girl do it if I were you, Mrs. Cassidy. Because I'm sure it won't be for long.
Then Dick Tracy sort of passes out, and Dr. Plain just stands and looks at him. And then in the last picture, Dr. Plain takes off. Well, that's the funniest. What else would you like for me to read to you, Anna?
Oh, nothing. I thank you, dear. Jenny, how long have you been here with me since I got sick?
About a week, I guess.
I told you, I don't like black sheep.
You was just wore out, Anna. You didn't mean that.
Oh, but I did mean it, Jenny. But I don't mean it anymore. Not after the way you take care of me.
Now, you hush. Don't you be talking so much. You gotta get well.
I don't get well, Jenny. I know that. Pretty soon I go to see my Chris.
Don't you talk like that.
Oh, you're good, Jenny. You're better than me. Jenny, when I apply to be citizen, they tell me all people are equal. I believe this. And one time, when some rich woman said I stole a bracelet, I say I don't, that I am as good as she. All my life, I like that about being an American. I am as good as anybody. But I never work for Jews, and I never work with black people. They are not as good as me. Now, Jenny. Now, I know what created equal means. And you should know too, Jenny. Even though I am poor servant, I am as good as rich Mrs. Carson. And even though you are black, you are as good as me.
Aye, that was how Anna finally figured it out. A lot of us think that when Tom Jefferson said all men are created equal, he meant we could all go around saying I'm as good as anyone. Well, I wouldn't like to get into a fight with Ray Robinson, nor argue mathematics with Dr. Einstein. So maybe there are ways I'm not as good as everyone. But when it comes to just plain rights as a citizen, I like to think that everyone is as good as me.
Portrayed by Maurice Copeland, will return next Saturday to narrate another chapter in the story we call Destination Freedom, presented by station WMAQ in the interest of human freedom the world over. Today's script was written by Billy and Bob McKee and produced under the direction of John Cowan. Geraldine Kay played Anna. Other members of the cast were Lorette Philbrant, Arthur Peterson, Alma Platt, Russ Reed, and Hope Summers. The special music was composed by Emil Soderstrom and was played by Helen Morton and Jose Bethencourt. Our engineer was Al Osterhoff, sound effects by Bill Rose and Johnny Katulik. This is Charles Chen reminding you that the sound of the Freedom Bell is your invitation to follow Paul Revere along the road to Destination Freedom. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.